KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Demeter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. And folks, you're not hearing anything strange. Matt, WG4MC, asked me to pick his net up for him tonight. He is in North Carolina visiting with his dad. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rec queue portion. We had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll check on our echo links. Say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus. He's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy. He's up there at Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon. He's up in Hendersonville. And his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy. She's also in Hendersonville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And W4, Mr. Sid, he's over there in Fletcher. And KV4RV, Mr. Ross over there in Taylor's. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us on the pre-net check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. We do have an Echo Link station up, so we'll go to Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. KQ4MSD, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. No comments and no rag shoe tonight, but thanks for running the net.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4MSD. That's Mr. David down there in Sandy Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And if you're mobile out there, you please be careful. I don't want anything to happen to you. That's all the Echo Link stations I got for the time being, so we'll go over to the RF sections now, starting with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And really enjoyed the Q show today, Gary. And I'll be negative, sir.
Lewis, please check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda, both in Easley, and also by brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC. Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. And we're all in and out tonight. Rhonda said to tell you hello. Hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. I enjoyed the Q-Souls this afternoon as well, Tom. We need to do that a little more often. But you and Miss Bernice have a great evening. What's left of it? We got my neighbor Larry, KC4SKD, and his sweet little bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall. He's up in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And please tell Randall and Charlie we said hello as well. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in KQ4SYH, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Hotel. This is Jim in Simpsonville, and no traffic or comment tonight.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4SYH. Mr. Jim, he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up now to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone else. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you, Gary, and all on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're located down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's down in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Please tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle that we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. It's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy at least not to hello.
4DOS. Hotel Juliet. I believe my battery's about gone, so I'll check in on another radio. Stand by. Foxtrot DOS. Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylors. I tried to check in on another radio a minute ago, but the meter said my battery's too low to even transmit that. And besides that, I was using just a little 19-inch whip inside my house, so I didn't expect it to be much of a signal. Anyway, that's all we have. Over.
Bird DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And Gene, I don't know what your HT was telling you about the battery and all that, but I had a good solid copy on you there, young man. It was doing fine. Now, it might have died in the last little bit, but I copied everything you said, even when you said you were going to go check in on another radio to stand by. So we got you in the live. Appreciate you being with us. And I do hope you are doing well, Ken. Gene. I looked up at my echo link, and I've got an echo link station up. Gene, I apologize for that. But we did get you in the log on both radios there, young man. Good copy. Additional check-ins in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Grab this Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, but I'm on Echo Link tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KE6KEN, Mr. Ken over there in Greenville, via Echo Link tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Echo Link sounding good there, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the net. Where was I? Additional stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Check in. To the Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh up here on Callahan Mountain. And we'll be negative and negative, Gary. Thanks for running the net. K2LXT, back to net control.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And K2LXD, that's Mr. Marsh up there at Callahan Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marsh. Hope you are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. She was watching Doctor, so maybe she's still watching TV. Additional stations in the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, the patient group on a Wednesday night, the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WT3M, Mr. David over there in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Through the alphabet once, so we'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and thanks for picking up the net tonight. I'll pick it up tomorrow and the next night. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Thank you so much for calling the net for us, bringing us together tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And it's awfully good to hear they check in. I miss that. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
4DOS. Gary, please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango, Michael, and Central, negative and negative.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. To please tell Miss Amy we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. I hope both of y'all are doing well. And Dave, understood about tomorrow and Saturday. You're going to cover both of those. Do appreciate that there, young man, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. If not before. Well, probably won't be before, but we'll talk to you sometime tomorrow. Alrighty. Again, Dave, you and Miss Amy have a wonderful evening. And then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I will be back to you for some comments in just a moment or two. I'd also like to say good evening to K4AFT. That's Mr. Michael. He's down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratio portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Don't have but one listed up on the ratio list tonight, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being here to chat with us a little bit tonight, Mr. Larry. What have you and Miss Donna been up to?
DOS in the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, it's been kind of a hectic day, in a way. Let's first go to Donna's day, since you're nice to ask about both of us. Donna has busy days. She has days scheduled so tight that it takes, if I ask, and I'm not prying or anything, but if I ask, it takes a long time to explain what she's going to be up to, you know. But she does throw a few signals my way to let me know when I can find her, if I look around the house, or when she's gone, you know, if she's got an appointment for this or that. So that's handy. Every couple works that out, you know. But I've had an interesting day today. I had an interesting day yesterday and the day before. I suppose if you're, well, I guess I can start it this way. Or maybe I shouldn't just keep going. I'll turn it back over to you now. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Husbands and wives have to work things out, you know, with their schedules. And I understand Miss Donna having a tight schedule. Mine has loosened up quite a bit since I have been retired, but it still gets hectic from time to time. Juggling, doctor's appointments and AmFest and who knows what else liable to come up. But that's good that we have communications with our spouses that let us, go about what we've got to do and them take care of what they got to do. And, we meet in the past there, so to speak, as they used to say in the old Western movies. But it's great that y'all do that. Joy and I do it as well. But, it's been an interesting day for me. Got up this morning and it wasn't raining for a change. Well, it wasn't raining. It rained yesterday morning, but it didn't rain this morning. So I thought, it was kind of overcast and looked like it was fixing to rain any time. So it looked kind of dreary out. I said, I still got to go out and do some things. So when Joy got up, I don't leave the house while she's in the bed normally, unless I've got something planned, for early morning. But I waited till she got up, and I had to go over to the dump and haul some trash off and stuff like that. And then I needed to go by and get some dog food, and we've got two big old German Shepherds out there in the backyard. I got one igloo doghouse that the youngest one sleeps in. I've got another doghouse that I built that is big enough for both of them, but the only time the other one goes in it is when it's raining. So I said, I'll look around and see if I can maybe find another igloo, and that way they'll both have their own little house. And once the cooler weather gets here, I'll put some stuff out there to keep them warm in it, and that sort of thing. So my day has been kind of interesting as well.
Well, there's a lot of things there that I didn't know. I can forget easily as time moves along. It's happening more and more, I'm afraid. But I was never the kind of person that you could trust to go to the grocery store and get the items needed if all you gave me was a verbal list. I was never a person who could hold that from here to the grocery store, which for us is about 600 feet. We have a grocery store about 600 feet away. And but one thing that stands out is the igloo for your dog. That stands out. And of course another thing is that couples do. I agree with you. Over time, you just work something out. When I see Donna after her shower, I know not to talk about details of any sort before she's, had her shower and works on her hair and stuff like that. You just, as a husband, you learn when it's appropriate to start up a conversation and when it's not. Okay, so I ask her, what's on your plate today? And that works. You just have to, everybody's different. You just have to work on something that sounds good every time they hear it. That's the way I figure it. What's on your plate today? And so then I get a rundown of what's, and she's very good about knowing these things. I'm never that organized. So she doesn't ask me what's on my plate. KK4JBQ.
Talking about how organized Miss Donna is. Joy is very organized as well. I think I'm organized, but she tells me I'm not, which is I'm probably not. So, you know, we'll leave it at that. But, you know, you wake up and after she's ready, you say, what's on your plate today? Well, Joy gets up in the mornings and, you know, I've already got the coffee on, so I let her go in there and get her first cup of coffee and, you know, do her morning thing that she's got a little routine that she does. And she goes through her routine, and then I can start talking to her. If I start talking to her before then, she'll look up at me and tell me, she says, you know I'm not awake yet. That's really a polite way of saying, shut up.
Yeah. Forget who the comedian was. That's gone. But he'd say, get away, you bother me. You know, he was a gruff person, and this is the kind of way you expected him to talk. And he said that bothered me. He was also known to be a drinker, and so he had a bulbous nose, prominent. And I think that was truly his nose, and it was always red. I think that was makeup, you know. But this is an old character that goes back to the silent film days. So for the longest time, you didn't know his nose was red because there. It was always black and white, you know. It's awful to have a memory that's so long that you have to explain things like that to people. And I didn't do it for your benefit, but there should be, I'm hoping, there are plenty of younger people out there listening to us. I hope so. And we can be talking about things that they just don't relate to because they don't have a memory that goes back that far. You know what I'm talking, you know what I'm saying there?
You bother me. I can see him on the TV now, Larry. Oh my goodness, that does bring back some old memories. And yes, there's a lot of folks out there that a whole lot younger than we are that won't have the same memories that we have. But you know, they at the same time, you know, they'll get to talking when they're in a group, Larry. I've noticed this at different functions. You know, whether it be a club meeting or a ham fest or whatnot, they'll start talking about something, and I'll look at them, you know, and they know what they're talking about, and I say, what in the world are y'all talking about? Well, don't you know about so-and-so? I said, nope, ain't never heard of them. And it will be somebody that's new. So, you know, it goes both ways, I guess.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that's the way it should be, I suppose. Although I don't feel like I'm being, I don't want to be made to feel old, you know. And nobody does. I think that should be something that people just carry that around. Just put that away and carry it around. Put it in your pocket. So you're always have it on you, you know, that little bit of information. No one likes to be... No one wants that pointed out, even though it be true, absolutely true. Yes, and there's some parts about being older that I'm proud of. I've got a memory of things that other folks don't. And other things like my formal education through high school, anyway, was more detailed, and it was better for me. You know, I'm a better citizen. Let me just put it right there in your face. I'm a better citizen because I had the education that they used to give to kids, you know. It has stood me well over time. But Donna and I have had that conversation because I don't suppose she would mind me saying this. She's a couple of years older than me. I like them grown up. That's what I used to tell her. I like my women grown up. KK4JBQ.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Be over there in Greer. Well, Larry, you're absolutely right. Our lady folks, we have to be nice to them as best we can. And, we don't really want to be reminded of our age. I can still do everything I used to do, but it takes me a lot longer to do some of the stuff I used to do. I have made my wife a promise, about a few things, like climbing towers. She did not forbid me to climb towers or tell me I could not, because she knows I'll go out and do it, because I still can. But she asked me not to, so I decided I would defer to her wishes and try to keep both feet a little closer to the ground. And that works out real well, or it has so far anyway. So we have to kind of bend over and help them a little bit, but, they bend over and help us a whole lot. If you were only as old as you feel, some days I feel like I'm in my teens, and the other days I feel like I'm the age I am, which is not young anymore. But as a super fellow ham used to say, he's silent key now, bless his heart, Mr. Ray used to say, I don't know what it feels like to be old. I want to find somebody that's old that can tell me what it feels like to be old. And I try to keep that attitude. I thought that was a pretty good attitude to have.
See, I can relate to what you said. I told Dale the other day, I said, I want to start back skydiving. And she says, you crazy.
Just let me say good evening, KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl up there in Traveler's Rest. But you're absolutely right there, Earl. I won't say that you're right when the word crazy comes in there, but, I'm not going to get into that argument one way or the other. Anyway, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
I went over to his house a few times, and it was like walking into a museum. He took me downstairs and showed me everything. God bless his soul. He was always good to me.
A fine, fine gentleman, and he is missed sorely by not only friends but family as well. He had a lot of friends. And he was a super example for us all sometimes, I think, Earl.
I can call him up today, and he'd say, be here in the morning, and I'll hit to get what you need fixed. God bless his soul.
I don't want to deny anybody a chance to come over and visit or whatnot, and to help in any way he could. But he is, like I said, he's sorely missed by a lot of folks. Let me get back over here to Larry Earl. Appreciate you coming in there and checking with us. Larry, hang on just 1 minute while I've got the key down. I'll see if there's any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS. Please check in W before ZPH, Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor, so I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W before ZPH, Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Go ahead, Larry, KI4DOS.
Predator Gary, I left a man on the mountain, half his say. Yeah. Well, What just happened there is why I kind of made a point to talk to folks more often than never, you know. I used to be more often than now. But I wasn't, it was apparent to me that I wasn't setting an example for anybody, so I just have to back down a little bit and, you know, I don't want to, people to think that I'm using this as a soapbox. Although we do say get up on a stump, you know, we do say that. But anyway, I do like to talk, and I don't want that to be misunderstood either. Oh, well, anyhow. So it was a fine day. We have had, as everyone has observed, we have had a serious break in the beautiful days we have had for what was it, like 3 weeks, going on a month? Every day, a beautiful, glorious day. I've never known a fall like this. I knew there would be rain in October, but I think maybe it was just in the last days of October. So here we have it, and the living things out there are appreciative, I'm sure, although I've been watering. I take a little blue marker, and I put a blue dot on the days that I go out and water, because we have had quite an absence of natural rainwater, and I did that every other day, keeping things alive, you know. So anyhow, Gary, it's fine to hear you two nights in a row. It's fabulous that you're willing to do that, to keep everything running as smoothly as it does. I thank you again for being there for the rest of us. You please have a good night, won't you? And I'll turn you loose. Maybe there's one more person just waiting, just wishing that I'd get off. And okay, here I go. KK4JVQ. Back to you, Gary.
Well, I don't think you're in the boat all by yourself. I tell people all the time, there's two things that hams really love to do. And they look at me and they say, well, I know one of them is talk. What's the other? I said, eat. Yeah, seems like if we're not eating, we're talking about eating or something. But, yeah, that's the way it is. But do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it. And, Larry, I don't know if you remember back here a few years ago. There was a group that got in there after the net, or that actually started up about 11 o'clock or 11:30. And they'd go to 1 or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. That was Old Dewey and Little John and Bob and Donnie down in Greenwood and there was just a whole bunch of them in there, and it was really entertaining just to turn the radio on and listen to that group of hams get in there and talk and cut up and carry on late at night.
I wish I'd I've only been a ham for maybe 12 years or so, and that doesn't go back that far. We did have a short resurgence of a group of folks that did that. And as it went on, we started around midnight. And so somebody says, we ought to call ourselves the Midnight Train or something like that. And I never wanted to, you know, to be something that people felt like they had to do, you know. And so, but there was not us. It was rare that you couldn't find somebody if you just threw your call sign out around midnight. There'd be people to talk. And you talk about the day. Oh yes, well that's a good topic. And what's going on? And you talk about but all manner of subjects would come up. And that's one purpose for this. But that should only, well, it can't be the only thing you hope to do. And I just want to say this while on the topic of what do we do as hams? Well, I was given, as many people were, I was given a show. When that hurricane came through here, through western North Carolina, I was shown just what can be done by a group of people who are community-minded, who are civic-minded, who care about their neighbor. I had listened for hours, particularly on the Mount Mitchell repeater. I've listened for hours of people doing all kinds of real hard work. You know, you're on a microphone. That wouldn't sound like it'd be hard work, but it's hard to get things organized, to solve problems on the fly with a microphone in your hand, you know? But from what I understand, really effective, really, really effective. And they are what was needed at the time, really, truly. I was terribly impressed with that. KK4JBQ.
JOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, you're absolutely right, and that's what ham radio is about, you know, helping the community and what we can do to help out in times of an emergency. The hurricane showed us up here in this part of the world, or this part of the country, what can be done, and how much how effective it can be done. The loss of the cell towers and the power grid and, landlines and everything else. The only way people had to contact other folks was through ham radio. And these folks that went out in their vehicles and their ATVs and, you know, went out door to door checking on folks, with their ham radios in one hand and their wading boots in the other, you know, with their on their feet, you know, their hip waders, so they could get through the muck and the mire. But we appreciate all those folks and the hard work everybody has put out, and they're still doing it. It's not over with yet, and it's still going to be a while before some of these folks in the outlying areas, they've been saying it'd be like maybe January before they get power back. So, you know, it's not over with yet. Still got a long way to go, but for the most part, you know, the folks in, well, like our area that didn't get hit quite as bad as western North Carolina and parts of Tennessee, those folks got really slammed and slammed hard. And we really don't know what's going on with them as much as we did, because there's been less activity on ham radio about it. It's starting to make the news media now a little bit, but even they're playing it down. So my hat is off to all of these folks, all the volunteers and everybody else that put forth all the effort that was put forth and are still putting forth. They haven't stopped yet, so it's still an ongoing thing.
Understand? Yes. It was only a few days without power for us. In the whole scheme of things, I got to say it was just a minor inconvenience, considering what other people were put through, and how they are left. Some of them, no home anymore, washed away. I've never seen some of the images that were on television news. I just hadn't seen anything like that, like a torrent of water carrying a house, you know. And those are, I mean, that's not that far away. You could get there in an hour. And so, as I understand it, a lot of hams from South Carolina, went up there to help out. And it's marvelous that you would do that. Anyway, I'm glad that I live long enough to see humans. You know, and I say this in Donna's hearing too often, I suppose. I'm pretty critical about the state of how people treat people. You know, I was raised to be conscientious and help people out when they need it and not to be a burden on folks, you know. And, well, as we have gotten older, as we have grown into, you might say you're mature, you know, you got to get one thing clear, what it is that's good for a human society and the things that are not good for human society. And some of them will, you know, just put you in a tailspin. And we've been through some of that. And then you have something like that hurricane that came through and the human response. I was really impressed. And, well, I guess I've said enough about that. But anyhow, Gary, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I don't have it says it's not quite 10 yet. I thought we might have gone into the 10 o'clock hour. Well, so I hope we got a nice number tonight. Again, I thank you for being there. It's always a pleasure to just sit back and listen. I guess I understand why some people don't pick up the microphone. Maybe they don't have a lot they want to say. And if they just enjoy other people talk, listening to other people talk, I do for sure. Well, it's always a big part of my day. I have missed a few days, but it feels bad when I do. You know what I'm saying? KK4 JBQ.
Absolutely know what you're talking about there. And so far, we've got a pretty good net going. We got a total of 40 so far. But that's good for Thursday night. And, with everything that's been going on here lately, that's not bad numbers. Numbers go up and down, and we'd love to be like it was here a few years ago, where we'd get over 2,000 check-ins a month. But that's about what is that? About I want to say 66, 68 check-ins a night, something of that nature. Somewhere in that thing. If my math's right tonight, my brain ain't working too good, but. They're for over 2 years. This net got over 2,000 check-ins a month, which was absolutely fabulous. But at the same time, there's a lot of those folks are now silent keys. I hate to say that, but it's absolutely true. And we've got a lot of newer folks in here that will never get to hear and listen to and talk with the folks that are no longer with us, which is kind of a shame on one hand. On the other hand, we can, us that are getting on up in age, can try to, can't ever fill their shoes, but, you know, we can add to their legacy a little bit, you know, because they taught us what to do and how to do and that sort of thing. We need to get people in here that are not afraid of the microphone. It won't reach up there and bite you, you know. And you don't never know what you're liable to get into and what kind of conversations you might. That's always good, as far as I'm concerned. But Larry, do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us this evening. And I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful day tomorrow. I guess you got a big one planned.
Well, I do. One thing I didn't know, I didn't know whether I would speak about it, but I have one of those smart watches on my wrist. And, of course, you knew that I was a jeweler at one point, watchmaker, and did work on watches and clocks for several decades. But when the smartwatch came along, I thought, well, now that's a fine thing. Look at how many things that does and how helpful that can be. Well, one thing that I've discovered about human beings is that we get spoiled real easy. Something you got to watch out for. We get spoiled real easy. Well, I cracked the crystal on one of these watches, and it's, you know, it's touch sensitive. You have to respond to it by touching its crystal. And if you break the crystal, it broke the watch. Sure enough, did. And it was sudden. I didn't hear, nor do I remember the blow that it must have been that cracked that crystal like that. And just got it replaced, just getting used to it. The thing was 8 years old, you know. It was serving me just fine. But the technology has run away in the last 8 years. So the new one is, and you might understand what I'm talking about, the new one is a whole different animal than what I'm accustomed to. That's 8 years old. That doesn't sound like it's that old, right? But technology moves at a very fast pace. I've had trouble just getting it to do what I want it to do. You know, tell me the time. Yeah, KK4JBQ.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But KK4JBQ, well, Larry, you know, every time, it's not just the watches and the telephones and all that. It's pretty much all of this technology stuff. I fussed at somebody. I went to their web page and I couldn't get her. It just would not do what it was supposed to do. Or I didn't know how to make it do, as they changed the web page on me. So I picked up the phone and I called the folks and I said, you know, who is in charge of your IT department? And the person said, well, you can't talk to them. I said, well, let me talk to somebody that can. And they said, well, what seems to be the problem? I said, they keep changing this stuff, you know, making it better so they think, but for the end user, which is me, you know, I get accustomed to doing it this way, and then all of a sudden they change it, and I can't make heads or tails about it, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And I said, you know, you've got to realize, I did not grow up with computers, you know, not like my grandchildren or my children even, you know, I said, you know, they're in a whole different category than I am. And I said, if you would just tell them to leave it alone so the end user, once they get it to where they can maneuver through the web page the way they need to and get things done, I said, tell them to leave it alone. Boy, they started laughing at me. Thought I was the craziest man in the world.
You know, I don't think that's the first time. I mean, they've been working for a few years at the telephone desk. That's not the first time they've heard people complain about the constant changing. I mean, you know, tweaking something is one thing, Gary, and I'm guilty of that. I find another way to make it better, so I'll tweak it a little bit. But it doesn't completely cut your legs from out from under you. Yeah, I've recently had a similar thing occur. And this is a site that I have visited for more than a decade. Every weekend, it's an entertainment site. It's actually a recording of a show that it's not broadcast here, but I found out about it, and it's broadcast. Oh gosh, what is it? It's in the. It's around New Orleans. I lived there for a while, and they got music in New Orleans that you can't hear everywhere. And don't get me wrong, I didn't